sky, directly over Our Lady's statue, is a beautiful blue. It's a light blue, but high up into the sky, there is a light coming forward, cutting through the darkness of the sky. Our Lady is directly in the center of the light. It's so beautiful. It's quite windy. Our Lady's gown is blowing now in the wind. Our Lady has on a very beautiful blue cape, a mantle that covers her head completely. I cannot see her hair, and the mantle goes down to the tips of her feet. It's a very flowing mantle. Our Lady's gown is a brilliant white, a beautiful white. And about her waist, she has a sash, a very wide, deep blue sash. Our Lady is coming forward with her hands joined in prayer. She looks so beautiful, almost like a giant statue coming through the sky. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist, extending the crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking about. She has a smile, but a very sad smile upon her face. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix. And now she's replacing the rosary about her waist. She's touching her lips with the first finger of her hand, which means to listen. My child, our hearts are torn in heaven as we watch man advancing faster into the darkness, deeper into sin. Man has now cast aside the knowledge of sin. He has found the way to rationalize away sin until sin has become truly a way of life for many. The greatest measure of responsibility for the loss of souls shall fall upon the clergy. My son's house, his church, is passing through a great trial. However, it is a time for testing for mankind. The eventual victory against Satan shall be with my son. For the gates of hell shall never prevail against his church upon earth. My children, you must understand that man in his human frailties often succumbed to the mores of modernism. Countless times in the past, the Spirit of Truth came with the knowledge to man that the day would come when a great delusion shall descend upon mankind and cover the earth in a blanket of spiritual darkness. This day has arrived, my children. Recognize the forces of evil about you now. The man of sin, 666, Satan, Lucifer, with all the demons loosed from hell, now are upon earth and do great battles with the children of God. The holy city of Rome shall stand with the cross. Blood shall flow in the streets. My children, feminism. My heart is torn, for I have come to you in countless appearances upon earth to warn you as our children to avoid compromise with the enemies of God. Though they come to you with smooth tongues, rationalizing their behavior, and because man has fallen out of grace, he will accept these lies and become enslaved. My children, I have asked you all to consecrate your homes to the Sacred Heart of my Son for a reason. You will need all of the protection available in sacramentals and graces to withstand the onslaught of this evil. I repeat again, all who conform to the morals of the world will die on the vine. And I say unto you, clergy in my Son's house, conform, and you too will die on the vine. The forces of evil eye with greed the continent of Australia. The world's peoples are now the victim of a power thrust. Vatican II. The road to hell is often paved with good intentions. I have warned you in the past, and I warn you again. You cannot compromise your faith with the enemies of your God. In many countries throughout your world, it appears, my children, and I say appears, that the communist country leaders are permitting religion within their rule. This is a sham, my children, a cover-up for the fact that it is state-controlled. The propaganda machines send out much propaganda that deceives the public, and those who are willing to believe all given out in the medias. My children, you must exercise your God-given sense and knowledge. I warned you in the past that all medias are now controlled. Your children, by manner of the infernal boxes in your homes, the televisions, are being now schooled to kill, to sin. And many parents shall be murdered by their own children. And why? Because you all fail to recognize what is happening before your very eyes. Your children are being programmed to kill. A steady diet of violence will lead to the spirit being dulled and the sensitivity being dulled. condoned with all manner of rationalizing for the commission of this sin against your God and all mankind. The Ten Commandments given by the Eternal Father were given for a reason and must be followed by all, or you will set upon yourselves a firm and sorrowful judgment from the Eternal Father. My children, I bring you the sad news that only a few will be saved in the final count. You must hasten to try, and I say try and try again, to reach your brothers and sisters with the warnings from heaven. Accept the rejection they give you, for many graces are given for these rejections you accept for the salvation of souls. The road to heaven shall be covered with thorns among the roses. Pick up your cross and follow my son along his way, not the way now that man is developing for the destruction of the soul. We listen to our clergy, and we do not hear the words of God, the Eternal Father, coming from their lips. But they go around and to and fro like chickens without heads, crying peace, love, and brotherhood. They have a semblance of piety outwardly, but their hearts are dulled. Their spirits are sickened by their quest for power, money, and the riches of the world and the comforts of the world. My children, parents of families, you must now accept the great responsibility for the salvation of your children's souls. When my son returns, he will cry and cry again, where shall I find the faith? Shall there be a flicker of faith left when he returns? The way you are proceeding, the world's people have become pagans, worshippers of false idols, engrossed in materialism, modernism, humanism, socialism, every manner of creation from Satan. Those in power seek to form for man a utopia, a perfect world. Man in power even seeking to create life on his own. He has rejected his God, O man of science. Man has not learned from his past, my children. He repeats over and over his errors, never learning from his past. And I cry out to you, remember Noah. Remember Sodom, and woe to the pastor who will not commit himself to action to stop the crimes being committed against the young as bands of homosexuals roam the streets of the world, sodomizing young children. And why? Because justice has fallen into Satan's hands. Satanic delusions have been set upon the governments of the world. Even as they seek to remove from your courthouses the words, in God we trust. It shall now be, in man we trust, for man is our God. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth! The just hand of the Eternal Father is poised to strike you! Scoffers, whose call in derision, and where is this punishment you speak of? I say unto you, there will be much gnashing of teeth and weeping and woe set upon the earth. For many shall die in the cruel flame of the ball of redemption. You will pray for the Holy Father, Pope Paul in Rome. Do not set yourselves to judge your brothers or sisters. Satan will seek division among the ranks. You will pray for those who have fallen away. My children, Veronica, my child, it is the wish of the Eternal Father that you seek many to give to the foreign missions of the world. This will best be accomplished by packages, my child. The sacramentals must be distributed throughout the world. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Pray for your bishops. Pray for your priests. Obedience has now been distorted even to cover sin, my children. You will retain your faith, for you will have only to stand before the Eternal Father over the veil to account for your works and prayers upon earth. Remember, my children, when you pass over the veil, you can only take love and prayers with you. My child and my children, in relation to the photograph given some years ago, Jacinta, 1972, Jesus wants it known to all. If you do not understand this miraculous photograph, remember this. The words of Jesus are, consider this photograph as a puzzle for the human race to figure out. If not solved in due time, I will set the answer upon the world myself. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary out with the crucifix like this. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is going over to the left side of the sky. Oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. The light is very, very bright. It's like a crystal clear glass. I can't explain it. And it's shimmering. As Our Lady's turning, I can see the graces that are falling from her crucifix now, not just her hands. They seem to be cascading out from the golden crucifix that Our Lady's extending out now. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now the sky is opening up, and I can see St. Teresa. Oh, I'd recognize her anywhere. Teresa is coming forward, and she has her great many nuns with her. They're dressed in different habits, all very long habits. But I recognize her sisters, Teresa's sisters, with her. Oh, and now Teresa is raising her hand up like this. Remember, my sister Veronica, remember the missions. Now Our Lady is crossing across the sky to the right. She's just directly over her statue. Teresa and the other nuns, they're all nuns, are following her. They're not walking. They're also floating across the sky the way Our Lady does. It's like they're just carried along the wind. Our Lady is going now across to our right side, and she's bending over with her crucifix like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Teresa is whispering something to her sisters. It's something about the secret. Our Lady now is touching her fingers to her lips. My child, they converse of the secret that I gave at Fatima. It is a simple explanation. It could not be fully revealed because of the drastic nature of my message. How I warned and warned that Satan would enter into the highest realms of the hierarchy in Rome. The third secret, my child, is that Satan would enter into my son's church. Now Our Lady is extending her hand out with her rosary again and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is backing off. She's not backing. She's just floating backwards. And Teresa, and she's nodding her head. The sky all about the trees has become a very deep pink. It's a beautiful, warm color. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is just folding back. It's like rolling away. It's almost like you could look into another world, like there's something just beyond rolling back the sky. It's beautiful. Our Jesus is coming forward through the center of the sky. It's like a door opening up. It's just beautiful. Jesus has nothing upon his feet. It's quite windy because his gown is blowing about his feet. Jesus has on a long flowing gown. It's not white. It's like a beige color. And he has a deep tan, not tan, well, it's more like a brown, a deep brown sash, a belt about his waist. It looks like a piece of leather almost, a corded like leather. And Jesus' cape is a deeper burgundy color. It's like a deep pink red. I don't know how to explain the color, burgundy. And it's caught about his neck with a gold braided string tied in a knot-like formation. There is a cape as Jesus is turning now and looking about. I can see he has a hood on the cape. The cape reaches very flowing down to his feet. Now his feet are there, and I can see the other wounds on Jesus' feet. They're very, very red and very fleshy and sore looking. Now Jesus is holding up his hand like this, and I can see the wounds in his hands, but they look like they're bleeding, or they are bleeding. Oh my. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking about and he's putting his hand up like this, motioning. And Our Lady is coming down now from the sky. I didn't see her where she was standing, but she's now descending from high in the sky, and Our Lady is standing now at Jesus' side. She looks very small, petite, next to Jesus. She's just below his shoulder, about, I don't know, about a half a foot below his shoulder. Jesus is very tall. Now, Jesus is taking his finger and placing it to his lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, I speak to you with a heavy heart, knowing that the Eternal Father has found it necessary to chastise mankind. For countless earth years, my mother has come to earth with a message of warning to her children. Needless to say, this warning made no impression upon many. It falls upon human nature, the oddity of human nature being that mankind can repeat his mistakes because he has not suffered in his generation the trials that fell upon a distant past degenerate generation. I assure you, my children, that the chastisement that shall be set upon mankind in your generation shall be far worse than mankind has ever experienced since the beginning of creation. In the conflagration, there will be little flesh left. As I made known to you through countless seers upon earth, the time is upon mankind now. The testing, the separation of my sheep from the goats. This testing was forced upon mankind by the fact that man in his human nature has given himself over now to corruption, immorality, and sin, a sophisticated sin, far worse in its vileness than man has ever committed in the past. And I assure you, my children, with the chastisement, this sin shall not be committed again. The greatest sin that man has on his weakening conscience is a sin against the Holy Spirit. And this is being committed not only in lay life, but in the ranks of my clergy. Pastors, I look into your hearts, and what do I see? But many who have given themselves over to worldly pursuits and wantonness, given themselves to the destruction from pleasures of the flesh. I assure you that your vocation has not given you a special privilege to sin and mislead and misguide, for then you have cast aside your vocation and then become agents of hell. All who call out and cry to me shall be received in the same meter of justice that they have given out by misleading my sheep. I say unto you, your time for atonement is running out. Sin is insanity, and this insanity shall set in motion the elimination of many nations upon your earth. My mother has cried in the past for you to pray and do penance or Russia would send her errors throughout the world. My children and clergy, you have taken it upon yourselves to destroy the faith in the hearts of the young and woe to any man who brings scandal to the children. The world, earth, shall pass through a great crucible of suffering. Many minor warnings have been given in the past, and too few recognize them as such. Death will become prevalent in your country. Murders, robberies, fornication, idleness through famine and drought. My children, all who are of well spirit shall pass through these times with perseverance. You must all follow the counsel of my mother. She has them permitted by the Eternal Father to come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Her promise is true. She will remain with you steadfast in her promise. It is the will of the Father that she shall direct the children of earth in crushing the rule of Satan. Satan now gathers his armies. You must learn to recognize the faces of evil about you. They are living bodies with dead souls. And the eagles and vultures shall gather to pluck their bones when they become dead bodies and dead souls. The power of your soul and the well-being of your human body. Many shall be asked to sacrifice this body, my children, in the days ahead. But it is a fast and glorious trip over the veil, my children. Yes, my child, there is much now that must remain secreted. The ranks shall not be thinned among the workers. You will all continue the mission, which has progressed very well, my children. I cannot promise you a life of joy, peace, or prosperity in materialism upon earth, my children. Were it different, I should permit it. But it has been a proven fact, my children, that riches have been the ruination of many souls. Therefore, you will all be cared for in the spirit. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross, with three fingers extended like this. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is turning with Jesus. Jesus is going across the sky. He's floating. Oh, he's just beautiful. The light is very pink now about him. It was a stark white and like glass, cutting glass, like fiery glass. I can't explain it. But now it's becoming a beautiful, beautiful warm pink. And it's all about Our Lady too. It's making her white gown look almost like a pink. She looks all encased in pink. It's just beautiful, the coloring. And they are going across the sky now. And Our Lady has her hands joined together in prayer. The rosary is extended. I can see the very large rosary extended between her fingers. And now Jesus is over on the right side, completely over by the over the tall tree. And he's bending down now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're going across and Jesus is turning. And now I can see Teresa and her sisters are coming down from the sky. They're joining Our Lady. Oh, just beautiful. They're joining Our Lady. Oh, and Jesus now is going across the sky. They just float. They don't walk. They just float. It's just beautiful. Like they have no weight, absolutely no weight. And they're going across the sky, and Jesus now has stopped between the tall tree and the banner, the flag. And he's bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now he's floating backwards. He's moving up. Backwards, and he's now taken his hand and placed it on his heart. And I can see the blood is coming now down from his hands. Oh my. Now Our Lady is now raising the crucifix of her rosary to her lips. And now I can hear she's speaking. Our Lady is speaking. See, my child and my children, the sufferings inflicted anew upon my son. These sufferings are increasing daily by the blasphemy and the abominations being committed in his house upon earth, his church. His divine presence has been sullied. Pray, my children, for your brothers and sisters who are in deep spiritual darkness. Pray for hell is fast filling up, and purgatory is overflowing with souls. So few are entering into the kingdom without long stays in purgatory. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Penance is severe, my child, but at the end of penance there is a great joy. The world's children must know the value of suffering, the salvation of their souls and the souls of their brothers and sisters. Scientific man has found all means to alleviate suffering in the human race, but now the souls are sick. And what is science to do about that, my children? For all of their knowledge, they have lost their beings. All who deny the living God are lost. The greatest force of evil now, Lucifer, and his forces from hell, his demons, are loosed upon earth now. Satan roams in the body of a human being. His time is growing short, and he shall accelerate his evil to capture those who have given themselves to him. It is the point of no return for many. Eternity, my children, is forever. Your life upon earth is but a short pilgrimage. Why must you sacrifice the eternal joys of heaven for a few short years upon earth? Nothing that you gain can save you unless you gather the supernatural graces from heaven. They are your only passport into heaven over the veil. Think, my children, what you are doing to yourselves. Do not expect your clergy now to save your children and your families. It is your responsibility now. Satan is in my son's church. Michael was cast out, and now Satan has free rein to roam. Yes.
Heavenly kingdom, and the key to that gate is a prayer. And no one is questioned or humbled in spite of the cross they bear. Now, why can't we follow that wisdom? Why should life hang by a thread? And why can't we all live like brothers? As the Lady of Fatima said, I do believe miracles happen to help the lost on their way. It's the Lord's kindly way of saying, let us pray. Let us pray.